Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, March 17th. Currently with fair skies, it is 23 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is northwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 14 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. On Tuesday, dozens of families in Hays celebrated World Water Day with lots of activities for kids.
The city holds the event at the Sternberg Museum every year during spring break, where different booths are set up to teach children about conserving water. Hays Water Conservation Specialist Holly Dickman says that the event helps to teach how to save precious resources.
Educate that younger generation so that we can use our water in the best way possible, as efficiently as possible, keep things clean, take care of what we have.
It's also a great way to learn about something important while having fun at the same time. I'm J.P. Bazette.
A new attorney's been sworn in to represent Kansas after being nominated by President Biden. Kate E. Brubacher was sworn in last week at the U.S. Attorney's Office that encompasses all 105 counties in Kansas. She's the first woman to hold the office and will supervise the investigation and prosecution of federal crimes, supervising 100 lawyers across Kansas City, Topeka, and Wichita. That's in effect now. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas legislators aren't likely to legalize marijuana for medical use this year following a vote on Thursday. A Senate committee tabled a bill that would allow doctors to sign off on patients using marijuana products to treat 21 illnesses or conditions, including cancer, epilepsy, spinal cord injuries, or chronic pain, starting in July 2024. The bill would have required both patients and their caregivers to register with the state health department to have permission to buy marijuana at state licensed dispensaries, and the state would have imposed a 10% tax on dispensary sales. Committee Chair Mike Thompson said he has no plans to bring the bill back up this year. 37 states allow the medical use of marijuana, including Oklahoma and Arkansas, and of those, 21 also allow recreational use, including Colorado and Missouri. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly supports legalizing medical marijuana, but opposition from law enforcement officials bolstered the skepticism of Thompson and other Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature. The Kansas House passed a medical marijuana bill in 2021, but the measure didn't receive a committee vote in the Senate, and like this year's bill, the earlier measure would prohibit smoking pot or vaping with it. Kansas game wardens are warning residents of the Sunflower State to keep an eye out for increasing numbers of coyotes in residential areas, as according to game wardens, coyotes are being found more often in towns this year in Kansas, and this is due to extreme drought conditions as the coyotes search for food and water. Game wardens say that you should stay calm if you spot a coyote in your neighborhood. Many coyotes avoid people, and seeing one during the day is not a cause for alarm because they're most likely looking for a place to rest. Game wardens reported that coyotes are usually fearful of people, so if you see a coyote that's not displaying fear towards people, it's probably been fed. You can reinstall its fear of humans by raising your arms and yelling to drive it away, and this action is referred to as hazing. Coyotes may mistake small, unattended pets as prey or attack large dogs they view as threats to territory or dens. And to keep your animals safe, you should watch your pets, keep your cats indoors, and never leave small dogs outside unsupervised or let any dog out of your yard off leash. secure food and water sources for both domestic animals and wildlife, and keep garbage secure and picked up. If you see coyotes in your area that are a problem or pose a threat, you should reach out to your nearest Kansas Wildlife and Parks office. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reinforces the need for Kansans enrolled in the Kansas Medicaid or CanCare program to keep their contact information updated and to be on the lookout for important information from CanCare in the mail, because eligibility reviews that have paused since March of 2020 are resuming in April due to changes in federal law. Janet Stanek, the Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, said they are working diligently to provide information to everyone impacted by the ending of the special federal pandemic rules that temporarily paused the re-enrollment process. And their intent at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is to minimize any surprises about coverage and eligibility. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has increased communication with enrollees, healthcare providers, and other stakeholder groups in regular contact with the CanCare enrollee community to share this information. And in addition, CanCare has updated its website to make it easier for people enrolled in Medicaid to update their contact information and complete the verification process. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommends that individuals or families that are CanCare members visit the CanCare website. CanCare will let you know when to renew your Kansas Medicaid eligibility, so be on the lookout for your notice in the mail and respond immediately to requests for information. And if you receive a notice in the mail, return the completed renewal form by mail to the address shown on the form. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will continue to provide information on the CanCare homepage, cancare.ks.gov. You can complete your renewal online through the Medical Consumer Self-Service Portal after you've created an account in the portal and linked your medical case. And when it's time for you to complete your renewal, you can log into your account. The option to complete a CanCare review will appear under Access My CanCare. In Nebraska news, a Grand Island man charged federally with purchasing fake COVID-19 vaccination cards has taken a plea deal. According to federal court records, 35-year-old Jason Olderback pled guilty to information charging him with a federal misdemeanor of unlawful possession of official U.S. insignia. In exchange for his plea, prosecutors plan to dismiss a federal indictment charging him with fraudulent use of seals of the United States. Federal court records say that in June of 2021, Olderback purchased approximately 20 fake COVID-19 vaccination cards from a Chinese-based website and had them emailed to his Grand Island business. A package containing the fake vaccination cards was later intercepted by U.S. Customs and Border Protection as it entered the United States. Federal court records show the fake vaccination cards bore the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention seal. A search warrant was obtained to perform a controlled delivery of the package, and a tripwire later indicated Olderback opened the package. Olderback is said to be sentenced in U.S. District Court on June 21st, and he faces up to 6 months in prison and a $5,000 fine. Grand Island police reported that three people are facing charges after police said that drugs were found in a two-year-old's bedroom. According to police, officers executed a search warrant to the home of 27-year-old Christopher Holt, 24-year-old Alejandra Rojas Hunter, and 42-year-old Reginald Williams because there was reason to believe that they were in possession of drugs. During the search, officials said they found cocaine, marijuana, THC wax, THC gummies, THC serum, and numerous plastic bags. Officials found about 300 grams of marijuana, 90 grams of which were stored in a two-year-old's bedroom closet. Holt faces three drug charges and a felony child abuse charge. Rojas Hunter was referred for intentional child abuse, which is a felony, and Williams was referred for possession of marijuana, a misdemeanor. For the second time in the last few months, Hastings firefighters helped extinguish a fire at a shuttered manufacturing business. In a news release, Hastings Fire and Rescue reported that they responded to a fire alarm at the Eaton Corporation building at around 10 a.m., The business is closed. However, employees and contractors have been on site disassembling and removing equipment. Workers were using a plasma cutter to cut metal and accidentally ignited built-up oil residues, creating a fire that was spreading across the area. The news release said the automatic sprinkler system kept the fire limited until the crews were able to extinguish it completely. The Hastings Fire Marshal issued two citations for failure to follow a hot work permit, directly resulting in a structure fire, and there were no injuries. The incident is similar to a fire caused by hot work on January 6th at the Eaton building. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
With many festivities taking place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, the Kansas Department of Transportation encourages everyone to remember the dangers of impaired driving and have a sober driver or alternative transportation secured before heading out on the road. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavior Safety Manager, said St. Patrick's Day falls on Friday this year, which can increase the number of people consuming alcohol over the weekend. So by simply making plans to getting home safely before the celebrations begin, you can improve safety and help save families from a completely preventable heartbreak. In 2021, 143 people were killed in alcohol-suspected crashes in Kansas, and 61 people were killed in crashes that involved a blood alcohol content level of 0.08 and greater. The Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving Safety campaign reminds drivers that impaired driving is not only illegal, but also a matter of life and death. Herman added that you need to have your designated driver selected well in advance, and if that's too hard to find, then utilize a rideshare program, because in today's day and age, there are many convenient ways to get home safely. If you are the designated driver, make sure you keep that promise of safety to yourself and your passengers, because people are counting on you, not to mention the other drivers, passengers, and pedestrians. So take the role of designated driver seriously. For more information about the Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving campaign, you can visit nhtsa.gov/risky-driving/drunk-driving. For the first time in the 20-year history of the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is offering all phone coaching enrollees 8 weeks of free nicotine replacement therapy while supplies last. Participants who are 18 years of age and older that want to quit smoking, vaping, or chewing tobacco and enroll in the phone coaching program can choose a lozenge, gum, or patch that will be mailed directly to their home if they enroll by midnight on Sunday, April 30th. Matthew Schrock, the cessation coordinator, said they want all tobacco users to know that although quitting is hard, they can do it. He said individuals who smoke often try to quit several times before succeeding. However, proven treatments and services are available that can improve your chances to quit for good. He added that they encourage all Kansans to try to quit, and if they want free help, to take advantage of this opportunity. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line is free, 24/7 resource available to Kansas residents to help them quit smoking. The Quit Line provides help such as counseling, a personalized quit plan, and quitting support by phone and through online services. And a survey of Quit Line users highlighted that 90% of participants were satisfied with the Quit Line coaches and counselors. The Quit Line can be reached by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-784-8669. The Kansas Department of Transportation has closed a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction. The closure begins at the East U.S. 36 Junction and extends approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. Traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders. And crews will also decrease side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities. Several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. The project is the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K-383 in Norton and Phillips counties. Phase 1 consisted of approximately 6 miles from east of Long Island to the U.S. 183 junction, and Phase 3 is the remaining 14 miles from Almena to east of Long Island. The Kansas Department of Transportation is currently finalizing the design plan for Phase 3 and anticipates letting the project for construction in the spring of 2025. For more information, you can contact the Public Affairs Manager, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. The Kansas Legislature, a local production of Smoky Hills PBS, will feature Senator Elaine Bowers with District 36 and Representative Jim Minix with District 118 today, Friday, March 17th at 7 p.m. The Kansas Legislature is a program that takes place during the legislative session and gives the legislators and viewers the opportunity to discuss up-to-date issues. During the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788 with their legislative questions, and to find a list of legislators that might be on the show each week, you can visit SmokyHillsPBS.org, where you'll find the 2023 season schedule. Phillipsburg resident Homer Ed Lively passed away on Monday, March 13th at the Norton County Hospital in Norton at the age of 89. Mass at the Christian burial will be held today, Friday, March 17th at 10:30 a.m. in the S.S. Philip and James Catholic Church in Phillipsburg, with Father John Schmeidler officiating. Interment will follow in the Fairview Cemetery in Phillipsburg, with military honors conducted by the United States Navy. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton County Hospital or the Alzheimer's Association, and Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather report is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 44 and breezy with a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 15 and blustery with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 37. On Saturday night, clear with the low around 11. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 49. And on Sunday night, mostly clear with the low around 25 and breezy. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 59. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 57. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 70 and breezy. And on Thursday, a 20% chance of rain, should be mostly sunny with a high of 58 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 23 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is northwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 14 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Carl Garten inviting you to visit the 58th Annual Mid-America Farm Expo, March 22nd through the 24th in Salina, Kansas, with over 200 exhibitors. Educational programs are provided each day. Wednesday, Dr. Shannon Flynn from Oklahoma State. Thursday speakers are from Kansas State University. Friday's program will be a grain and livestock marketing outlook in the morning. Parking's free, no admission. The Mid-America Farm Expo, March 22nd through the 24th at the Tony's Pizza Event Center and the Saline County Livestock and Expo.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas State Wildcats will kick off their NCAA tournament run with a matchup against the Bobcats of Montana State coming up Friday night from Greensboro, North Carolina. For K-State, they come into the tournament after a minor losing streak, and a losing streak in which they've committed a lot of turnovers, which has been their issue all season long. And point guard Marquise Noel, speaking with the media ahead of the matchup with Montana State, discussed the two-game losing streak for K-State, and most notably their turnover problems, and how he feels the team has tried to attack and address those in practice leading up to this moment to try to be better going forward.
I noticed that in the two games that we lost, we had 40 turnovers, which is unacceptable. And for us, that's our biggest issue. So if we can, you know, control that, which I think we are, because we want to win that bad, then we'll be successful. So I just say the two games that we lost, turnovers have been an issue. And, you know, we got that cleaned up these last two practices that we have.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach, brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Well, good morning. The storm system that brought us a wintry mix of precipitation for a while yesterday continues to push on off to the northeast. Things certainly going to be quieting down behind that, but much colder air is going to be sticking around for today, right on through the weekend and into early next week. Looks like a new storm system is going to be on the horizon by about the middle of next week, and that may bring us additional rain chances, possibly rain and snow by later next week around Friday the 24th. For northwestern Kansas today, it'll be mostly sunny, our high temperature in the low 40s, tonight's low in the mid-teens. North central Kansas, sunny and dry with a high in the mid-40s, tonight's low in the mid-teens. And for northeastern Kansas, mostly sunny and cooler with a high back in the low 40s. For southwestern Kansas, partly cloudy and a bit breezy today, our high in the mid-40s, tonight's low in the upper teens. South central Kansas, sunny and dry today, cooler, breezy, with a high near 50. And in southeastern Kansas, sunny and cooler today, with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we did see a higher cattle market yesterday. The problem was in the hog market, extreme pressure in the hogs as we washed out some of the market. But now April hogs are below the cash index. That should help out, and as some would say, was expected or needed in this case for the market. 164 has what we have seen so far in the cash trade. In the grain market overnight, we had a slightly higher trade. Light volume, though, still a lot of uncertainty in the market. Wheat futures and the hard red winter wheat were up 5. Corn on the nearby up 4, up 1 in the new crop, and soybeans were up 3. Keeping a watch on the Fed, but also the lack of moisture in the plains area. And you're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. we let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy,